This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, live in Australia. Gwyneth Isaacs, welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. How about you?
I've still got a bit of a cough. So if I go into coughing, then just, you know, mute me and keep talking
okay.
Until, you know, I get over it. But I'm okay. I can talk. So, and okay. Apart from my cough, I'm feeling all right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You, what would you like to talk about today? You sent me an email, and we can start where you would like, or I can rattle off some things that have frosted me. What would you like to do?
Okay. What I would like to do is I would like to discuss, first of all, the issue. This is going to be probably one of the shows where your ratings go through the floor again, because I'm going to discuss a controversial issue. I'm going to discuss the issue of abortion. Okay. And I think I sent an email to you about that, you know.
Yes, you did.
As very, very, very sad that, you know, there's been an article has come to the surface or scientific research, and it really didn't surprise me. I knew this anyway. And it's basically that when a baby is in the womb, it is capable of feeling pain. And, you know, it's really, really very sad. If people knew what happened in an abortion, that little child is actually ripped limb from limb, okay? This, you know, I'm just... But I have to say this because, you know, it's so sad that the skull is crushed, the child's ripped limb from limb. If you did that or I did that, I'm not advocating doing this, but if you did that or if I did that to a puppy, for instance, we would go to jail for a very, very long time. We would deserve to. And we probably wouldn't ever get out of jail because somebody would find out what we'd done and would probably give us our just desserts if we did that even to a dog or a puppy. This is not a dog and it's not a puppy. It's a human being, okay? And it's no research, no surprise whatsoever that what this research says is that babies from a very, very young age are capable of feeling pain. They do feel pain. It's a terrible death. And if anybody out there has had an abortion, you need to know that God does love you and God does forgive you. Your little baby is in heaven, okay? Your little baby is being looked after by Mother Mary, okay? And when my husband, Archie, when he was, when he was on this earth, okay, he had a car accident, he died, and he went to heaven, and then he came back to the earth, and lived for probably another couple of decades after that. One thing he saw when he was up in heaven, he saw Jesus and he saw Mother Mary, okay? And he saw that Mother Mary was put in charge of all the babies who had been aborted and who had miscarried and all the children who had died at a young age. And that she is the best mother that you could possibly imagine. She's absolutely beautiful. And Archie said he absolutely loved Mother Mary. He thought that she was the nicest, sweetest, kindest lady that he had ever seen. And if you've had an abortion, you need to know that your baby is being looked after by Mother Mary herself. And your baby forgives you, and your baby is waiting for you to turn around and tell Jesus, you know, I'm sorry, can you forgive me, please? And you, if you do that, then you'll go to heaven one day when you're old and grey and you end your life like we all end our lives one day because none of us is immortal. And then you'll end up seeing your baby in heaven because your baby is in heaven, okay? I think that that's all I can say there, Vincent. But I saw that article and I was just absolutely heartbroken. I have two sons. My two sons are so precious to me. They're just about everything in my whole life. You know, I don't have, you know, my Archie is in heaven now. He's not going to come back. He's going to come back when Jesus comes back to the earth. But aside from that, you know, my two boys are about all I've got, you know. I've got my farm, but ultimately the only reason why I even have a farm is so that I've got something to pass on to my boys. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, it absolutely does. And my grandparents came to this country, worked hard, built something. My parents took that work ethic, built something. I took that work ethic, built something. So generation after generation after generation, we ultimately have a farm, and it's a nice farm.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that our farm, even if we sell it, and move to a different one, wherever that farm is, that gets passed on. I want to make sure that
that's right.
As you. But I do have a comment about the pain and the fetus. Many years ago, I was in the hospital. Our son was born at that exact, you know, at that time that I'm talking about. And it was, okay, we're going to circumcise your son. And I said, hold it. I've got some questions. Number one, who's just born, and I want to know, do babies feel pain? The pain of this circumcision. And literally what they do is they take a pair of scissors and they cut off the foreskin. No anesthetic, just... So where are those scissors anywhere? Anyway, nurse. And they just cut it off and there's some bleeding and they tape up the wound, and there's some screaming going on by the baby because it's feeling this pain. And I was told, yeah, they do, but it's, you know, they'll forget it. They won't remember it. They won't remember it. So the nurse was telling me this is okay because even though there's a lot of pain, the baby won't feel that, won't remember feeling the pain, but the baby will feel the pain. So I said, we're not going to do that. So
yeah.
I talked to Norm Shuley, Dr. Shuley, about circumcision, and he thinks that it's the wrong thing to do. So that's Dr. Norman Shuley's medical advice or opinion, that it's the wrong thing to do. So when you talk about the fetus feeling pain, why wouldn't the fetus feel pain?
Yeah.
You know, how many mothers say, when they're carrying their child before birth. He's playing basketball in there. Or he just stomped on my bladder or something like that, right? How many mothers have said, you know, something like that? So, yeah, the child feels pain. And yet, we have people who wear scrubs, uniforms, white lab coats, and they carry around mechanics tools like scissors and forceps and saws and knives. They call them scalpels. Pliers. And they use those tools on people. And yeah, I've seen a baby being pulled out with a pair of pliers. Now, it's a kind of a special pair of pliers. They grab the baby by the head and they pull the baby out. But yeah. And then sometimes babies come out cone-shaped because of the pliers that are used. Have you seen that, Gwyneth?
Well, when my son Theo was born, they pulled him out with a suction cup. And somebody, when they put the suction cup on his head, they actually put it directly on top of a fontanelle. And it created a bruise on the top of his fontanelle. And nobody thought what consequences that might have for the baby. And I pointed that out. And I said, you put a bruise on his fontanelle. The brain is directly underneath the baby's soft spot, the fontanelle that's on top of their head. And he ended up having jaundice because of this bruise that was on his fontanelle. Oh, and by the way, I remember one thing about the gynecologist. And, you know, I'm probably never going to become pregnant now. Because for one thing, there's no man. And for another thing, I'm sort of getting a bit menopausal. But if I ever did, if I had a gynecologist with blue hair, I would ask for another gynecologist.
You mentioned a suction cup. I know for a fact, and I've seen firsthand evidence of what happens. We're talking about a suction cup, class, that looks like a toilet plunger,
yeah,
or a sink plunger. Yeah, it looks like that, and they insert it into the woman, and they put it on top of the head, and that suction cup will grab the skin on the head, and it will pull the baby outward. Well, when the babies are pulled outward, their skulls are very soft and somewhat pliable. When that happens, you'll have a bruise where that suction cup was, and your baby will probably have a egg-shaped head. I'm not exaggerating. They say it's okay. It'll return to its normal shape. The bruising will go down, and if the baby is jaundiced, we'll just put him under an ultraviolet light. We'll cover his eyes, and everything will be good. No problem. We do this all the time. Isn't that what they say, Gwyneth?
Well, yes, it is. Except I'll tell you what. I went to sleep, and the nurses came, and they realized that my son was jaundiced. They took him out, and they put him under the lights while I was asleep. And I heard my baby screaming at the top of his lungs. This baby is now 16 years old. And I walked up the hall and I came into the room and I stood next to his crib and I said, "That's all right, Papa, my Papa, my little Papa."
Hold that thought.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Joe in Arkansas, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. Gwyneth?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call about the abortion thing. If you guys get a chance to watch that movie Unplanned, it does have an effect on you. And I think it's a good thing because it is changing people's hearts and minds. And I did watch it, and I think it's saving a lot of babies.
Yeah. So where did you find the movie Unplanned so our class can find it as well?
It was in Branson and a few places in Missouri. I did see it in Harrison, Arkansas. It is making rounds, but they are downplaying it. They're saying it's propaganda, of course. So you're going to see it in your smaller towns. The cities will not carry it. They will not carry it.
Mm-hmm.
It was banned.
When is
Austin?
It was banned where?
Austin.
Okay. Gwyneth sent me an article, and it says in this article, a 2005 statement from the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, it's called ACOG, claims, quote, There is no legitimate scientific information that supports the statement that a fetus experiences pain, end quote. No legitimate scientific information that supports the statement that a fetus experiences pain. That's what it says. So, we're saying that the Congress, whatever that is, of obstetricians and gynecologists feel that babies don't feel pain. I'm sorry, fetuses don't feel pain. I don't believe it. I absolutely don't believe it. I believe they do feel pain.
I also believe it's a satanic ritual, same with organ donation. So it's the same thing. You're alive when you're taken out of your organ.
Well, that's another thing. The research that I've done convinced me that an organ donor feels the pain of being sliced open in a hurry. They're being sliced open. You know, their eyes are being taken out. Hearts are taken out. Lungs are taken out. I mean, livers, kidneys. Let's go to town. And whenever I get my license renewed, a gal always asks me the same thing. Would you like to be an organ donor? And I go, absolutely not.
No.
I'm not signing up for that. And they look at me like... And they look at me like I'm an evil person. How could I dare not share with somebody else? Why would I? Why would I put myself through that extreme torture? Why would I do that? That sounds selfish, I know. But I have come to the point here at USA Prepares after over 8 years of trying to teach people how to prepare that so few are willing to even pay attention. That I'm not willing to share. I'm not. I know it sounds awful. And I know people think, who does he think he is? Well, I've worked for it. I've earned it. We've all worked, and my entire family has worked for it and earned it. And I'm just not going to give it away. Other people can work just the way we did. They can avoid the vacations. They can avoid going out to dinner the way we have. They can do it the hard way, the way we have. They can earn it too. It's too hard. So I'm not willing to give away my hard work to people who are not willing to do the same thing. That's called going galt, as in John Galt, as in Atlas Shrugged. Joe, you bring up a really, really good point. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah. If you look into it, the law was changed, and we're all organ donors now.
You can withhold your consent, surely.
You have to opt out now. You have to opt out.
And yeah, that's what I've done.
There is a way of doing that, and if I could give you...
Joe, stay with us. Joe, stay with us and tell us a little bit more on the other side of the break.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. No, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify on July 17th before two House committees. The leader of the Russia probe will answer questions in public before the House Judiciary Panel and the Intelligence Committee. And then the sessions will be followed by closed-door meetings where lawmakers can discuss more sensitive subjects. President Trump's setting off today for the G20 summit in Japan, where he's to meet with the president of China. He says he thinks there are some issues that must still be resolved when it comes to trade with that nation.
They have taken advantage of us as a country for so long. On average, this country is losing more than $500 billion a year with China.
The president's comments on the Fox Business Network come not long after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said the U.S. and China are near an agreement on a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Joe, you're absolutely right. Now, in England, or the United Kingdom, the law was that you'd have to opt in order to be an organ donor. You'd have to say, yeah, you can cut me up and take my parts, and I'll feel the pain, and yeah, it's all for the cause, I'm on the team, and yeah, go team, go, cut me up, slice me up, take out the parts you want. You used to have to say explicitly that, yes, you may do that. Well, in 2020, the second half of 2020, that's all about to change in the United Kingdom. And then it's assumed that you have agreed to let your body be sliced and diced and parts taken out while you're still alive, unless you opt out. So the law flipped. Now, my question is, who are these people? Who are these people who have said that the one thing that you absolutely own, which is your body, you're alive, but you know, you're not capable of saying, don't do this. These people have changed it so we, they said that they can take our body parts. Who are they? And I think that the fitting reward for those people is I think that they would enjoy being tied to a stake with a fire, a campfire lit below them, so they could feel some of the kind of pain that they want to subject us to. I think we ought to try that out and say, okay, so you guys want to slice and dice us and make us feel pain when we're not capable of doing anything about it. Well, that's kind of like us tying you to a stake and putting a little campfire below you, and so you can see that what the pain might feel like, and maybe you might change your mind. But until you all feel that pain, you're not doing it. Any comments, Joe?
Yeah, it sounds like practice what you preach law.
That's a Rich Schiebenism, right?
Yeah. Could I give you the name of the website where people could learn how to opt out?
Please do.
It's called LifeGuardianFoundation.org, and you will see there's a doctor there who's been screaming for 40 years that brain death is a creation, that he believes there's no such thing, and that it is being used to take people's organs. And that when somebody, a bad accident or something comes into the hospital has a facilitator there that is ready to greet the family and to advise them what would be best. And that would be to donate their family member's organs without giving the family a chance to come together and talk about it. So they're kind of fast-tracking so that the people don't have time. They're in trauma. They don't have time to think about what's going on. And they hastily give in and donate that person's organ.
Donate that person's organ, which really means put them on the operating table without anesthetic and cut them up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Joe, what you said, I believe what you said was, you, if I remember correctly, that brain death is a creation. Is that what you said?
According to this doctor on this website, and he's been screaming about it for 40 years, it's all about getting people's organs because it's big business.
Well, I absolutely believe that. I believe it is big business. And I didn't approach this subject that way, but you know what? I think you're right that it is a creation. It's a euphemism. But the brain is not dead. It can't be dead, because if the brain were dead, the body would stop breathing. The heart would stop. The circulatory system would stop. Everything would stop.
That's right.
So I believe, Joe, I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said that's a creation.
We have many experiences.
It's a fiction.
People have come back. People have come back.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my Archie came back. He was in a car accident. His body was utterly crushed. And as he was coming back to his body, he went to heaven. He was clinically dead for 9 minutes, as they say. He was crushed in the bottom of an automobile. And he went to heaven, he saw God, he saw Jesus, and, he saw all the people who had died in heaven, especially the little babies, and he saw Mother Mary there looking after all the little babies. And as he was coming back to his body, he heard the ambulance officer say to the fireman with the jaws of life, he says, "Oh, don't be too careful with that one, he's gone."
Don't be too careful.
Within moments of him hearing that, he was back in his body, and the ambulance officer, they cut his body out of the wreck of the car, and he got up and walked away from the accident.
Oh.
And
don't be too careful.
Just about jumped out of his skin.
Don't be too careful with that one.
Don't be too careful with that one. He's gone. Archie said that as he was coming back to consciousness in his body, he heard the ambulance officer saying that to the fireman with the jaws of life. Don't be too careful with that one. He's gone. And then as soon as that cut him out, he got up and walked away from the accident.
Wow.
Class, that's what I object to. I object to the callousness, the carelessness, the frivolousness that people exhibit toward others. It's an outrage. It's an absolute
especially
outrage.
Especially the dead. The living as well. But, you know something, I'll tell you a story. When I was at the University of Melbourne, I've always loved anatomy. In my past life, I was a surgeon. I was George Wilson, the lover of Bartholomew Roberts, but he was a surgeon. And I've retained that love of science and anatomy especially. And I would have been an anatomist and probably would have gone on to be a surgeon, except when I was at the University of Melbourne, I had the chance to study anatomy. And the reason why I didn't study anatomy was I found out that the anatomy students, when they were dissecting the corpses, they would get parts of the corpse and they would throw them at each other. And I was so disgusted by that that I determined I was not going to study anatomy. I would have no part in it.
And they do that. They do that in biology. They do that in high school biology class. They do, and when they dissect animals, they do that in college. You're absolutely right. And Gwyneth, when you said, don't be too careful with that one. Let's just extrapolate that out. Don't be too careful with that one. She's old. A living person. That's an outrage.
Whole attitude.
Let me digress just for a minute. There's something that I witnessed in my life, and it stays with me every day. John, I'd like to hear your comment on this, Joe, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was visiting a relative of mine, and I was outside in the front lawn, and her grandmother was in the dying process. She was going to die soon. Maybe today, kind of a thing. Maybe in an hour. Maybe the next minute. Very, very soon. And her husband was outside standing with me, and I thought he was an okay guy until this happened. And he looked up at that bedroom window where the grandmother and my relative was. And he said, "Die, woman, die, die." He couldn't wait for grandma to die.
Isn't that sad?
And he was wishing it. And I haven't talked to that man since, nor do I want to. But I don't think he's the only person that's like that. I think there are sick people everywhere. It's wrong. It's a sin. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. Those are just a few of my thoughts. Joe, what do you think about that? Have you seen anything like that in your life?
Yeah, it's horrible. That's what I think. And, you know, we have our enemies, but I have no want to kill anybody. And when I hear people wanting to kill a certain group of people, it affects my inside. It turns me. It just totally rubs me the wrong way, and I don't want anything to do with that person anymore.
Mrs. Finelli, if there's a spider that's walking around in the house and she finds a spider, she'll catch it and bring it outside because she doesn't want to step on it or kill it. I mean, that's kind of We think life is precious. All life is precious.
Well, you want to hear a weird one? I have plastic containers in my bedroom and in my bathroom to catch things so that I can take them outside and let them go.
That's well, you know, Joe, I find it fascinating. Have you ever called here before? Because I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, you have. All right. What makes you interested in USA Prepares?
Well, because I'm learning and I'm able to get out what I feel and what I want to tell and let other people know, because I really believe that movie Unplanned is such a good thing that it is saving people's lives. And if people just look up that movie, unplanned.org, I've already heard that, you know, young kids are going and seeing that, and they're coming out of that, and they're totally changed. They're not going to have it.
Yeah.
And that's, there you go. That's having a positive effect, and that's what we need to do in these days.
Okay, and that website is Unplanned?
Unplanned, I think. I'm pretty sure it's unplanned.org, but if you do a search, you will find it, and you'll find out. You'll be able to do a search on their website and find out where it's playing in your area.
Okay. I'm looking for it right now.
And I'd like to throw out a theory I have on the organ donation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've actually talked to Dr. Shealy about this. The helicopters. You know, everything has a premise of being something good. And I'm not saying anything about the people, the pilots or the nurses or the paramedics, but I believe the helicopters have something to do with Life Garden Foundation, because all the hospitals have them. And I'm a volunteer fireman, and when we have calls, the helicopters are out here before we can get a fire truck there.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe they're fast-tracking people. If they have a bad accident, they're fast-tracking people.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joe, the website that we're looking for is called unplannedfilm.com. UNPLANNED. Film. FILM.com. That'll take you to the website that you're talking about. So we can share that with our class. Joe, I really appreciate you bringing this up. There's so many things wrong with society today. Me first. And me first, I mean, a great example of me first is abortion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you giving me all this time.
No, it's our pleasure. Thanks so much, Joe.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Very sad topic. Gwyneth,
yeah.
But I'm so glad you brought it up. And you know
it's
what? You mentioned
tragic. I'll tell you something else, because here in Victoria, mm-hmm. we have, abortions at 9 months. So basically, they're murdering newborn babies here in Victoria, in Australia. And if any, if God struck this whole state with massive bushfires and lightning tomorrow, I really wouldn't blame him. Because the way that the law is here at the moment in Victoria, if an obstetrician or a gynecologist refuses to perform an abortion, he can lose his medical license. Isn't that disgusting? That's completely
whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath?
Unconscionable.
Whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm?
Yeah, that somehow doesn't apply here, you know. And I feel so, it's sort of like we've got, one of the highest levels of foster care of children in the whole of Australia here in Victoria. They can basically take your children on a whim, and you've got to fight tooth and nail. And, a little while back, the former head of child protection in Tasmania said that after 20 years of being in the child protection industry, and it's a mill, It's really a sausage mill. You know, like that movie The War, where they shove the children in the top of the meat mincer, and then they come out as sausages out the bottom in the video of the, you know, the Pink Floyd clip, The Wall. You know, that's what the whole system is like. It's just disgusting. It's absolutely sickening. And the former head of child protection in Tasmania said that he didn't know of a single, even one, good outcome of a child that had been through the state care system. You know, in 20 years of being in the child protection area and having thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of children come across his path, he said he didn't know of even one of those children that had had a good outcome in their life. They were all drug addicts. They were all criminals. Many of them had suicided or overdosed or were mentally ill. None of them had a good outcome. We are treating our children like rubbish, and it has to stop. It really has to stop. It just makes me so sad every time I think about it, you know. And we're treating, in our society, not you and I individually, Vincent, but our society treats all of life as being so cheap, and it's got to stop. We're destroying ourselves. As a society, we are self-destructing. And if we don't stop, then, you know, we're standing square in the way of God's judgment. You know, we would have brought it on, as a society, we would have brought it on ourselves. It's got to stop. We've got to start caring for each other, you know. But at the same time, we've got to be requiring each other to actually stand on our own two feet. If that makes sense. Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
It absolutely does, and you're talking about child protective services, and what comes to my mind is something that I've been saying for a very long time, and that is, if you flunk out of life, you can always get a job with the government, and if that doesn't work, you can always sell insurance. And I kind of mean it. And who works for the government? A bunch of people that just can't work in.
And they can't work in the private sector. It's a child kidnapping racket for the purposes of supplying a steady stream of children to pedophiles. That's what it is.
Yeah. And you know what, Gwyneth? People who are listening to us for the first time think, no, this guy's crazy. No, the government's
That's
good.
True.
No, they're here to help us and protect us. Well, give it a few more years. Give it a few more years, and they'll figure it out that what we've been saying all along. All along is correct. It's not like we started out this way, class. Gwyneth, I, and the rest of the instructors, we all learned this the hard way. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.